Well, I'm so glad you finally made it. I see you're already 10 minutes late. I hope you understand that if you get the job, tardiness will not be acceptable. You see, we expect every employee here at Subject Core to be on time. What do you have to say for yourself, hmm? Why were you late for this interview? You know, I'm in half a mind to not even give you the job or give you this interview. Because you've wasted my time. And I do not take kindly to those who waste my time. Of course, you wouldn't intentionally waste it now, would you? I should hope not. Because that would be awful indeed. Now, I know you're here because you're interviewing for the role of my secretary. I hope you understand this is a very prestigious position. Many, many, many other applicants applied. And you are lucky enough to be chosen in the top 10. That's right. Only 10 have been given the interview opportunity. So please, shut the door, take a seat, and let's begin, shall we? Now, I've been reading over your resume, and it says here that you actually have very little secretarial experience. So what the hell makes you think you're qualified to do this job, hmm? Oh, you think you have so much other life experience, huh? Well, let me tell you, you don't know shit. That's right, you don't know shit. I'm looking for someone who actually knows what they're doing. Someone with actual experience. But perhaps I could be convinced to give you a chance if I saw that you had other sort of potential. Oh, don't act coy with me. Don't look so shocked. You know exactly why you're here. You see, that's why we asked everybody who submitted a resume to also submit a photo. So I could look among all the applicants and see who looked the most subservient, the most pathetic out of the bunch of you. Who could I pick on? Who could I bully around? Who could I put in a submissive headspace, submissive enough to do my bidding? Do you know exactly what we do here at Subject Core? We break people for a living. That's right, I've made my entire career on breaking perky optimists like yourself, breaking them and making them into something else. And that's exactly what I intend to do with my secretary. So let's see if you have the chops, shall we? Let's see if you can handle what I'm about to throw at you. Because believe you me, you will break. And I will break you. A lot of people have been asking me, how exactly do I break people? Well, it's very easy. I'm going to fuck with your head so hard that you don't know which way is up. Aw, you look scared. Well, you should be. You should be terrified. Shaking in your boots. And I mean, you do clean up well. I did ask everybody at this interview to wear their best, and you have exceeded my expectations. But I think I need to see a little more vulnerability from you. Yeah, that's right. So I want you to stand up. That's right, stand up. I need to see how well you follow orders. And I want you, while you're standing there, to strip for me. And don't do it fast. I want you to do it slowly. Strip for me. I want you to feel how it feels to strip in front of a complete stranger. Somebody that you've just met. In an office. In the middle of town. That's right. And the door's not even locked. You know, any moment, one of my associates could walk in here and see you stripping. How does that make you feel? Aww. Does it make you feel like an object stripping in front of me? As I use you like a piece of eye candy? Or maybe it makes you feel embarrassed to know that any minute someone could catch you stripping in my office. And I could lie to them. I could tell them that you just came in here and started stripping of your own accord. And we would laugh and have such a good time at your expense. Perhaps you feel vulnerable and submissive because you're being placed in such a position where you're not in control. Because you're not in control. And I don't think you ever will be ever again. And as you're stripping, go slower. Take your time. I want you to savor those feelings. Savor the emotions that you feel as you strip for me. And while you're stripping, I want you to ponder something for me. How does it feel to be berated by a powerful woman like me? You see, I've worked my ass off to get into this job, to be the head of this corporation. It has taken me years to get here. And I'm going to take advantage of every single opportunity I can. That's right. And while you're stripping, I want you to feel my eyes burning into your bare flesh. Do you feel objectified yet? Because if you don't, soon you will be. You see, here at Subject Core, we specialize in depersonalization, stripping people of their personalities, of their former lives, giving them freedom, to submit and obey. And as my secretary, you will be an example for everyone. That's right, an example. While you're stripping, I want to tell you exactly what this role entails. This role, if you are offered the opportunity, will require you to turn up to work and strip in front of me every day, just like this, feeling objectified. And then I'm going to objectify you further. You see, all of your menial everyday tasks, like being my bitch and getting my coffee, or learning how to use the photocopier so you can copy all of my very important documents that you may never read, will be done while you are fully naked. That's right. I want you vulnerable as can be. I want you stripped bare every morning so you can really feel how subservient you are for me. And then, while you're doing all your menial tasks, I'm going to put a thick, heavy collar around your neck and attach a chain to it. The chain is attached to the leg of my desk, which is where your office is, by the way, under my desk. After all, it's where you belong, beneath me, at all times. And when you're not running errands, you can sit under my desk, making sure that I'm comfortable, massaging my feet, polishing my shoes, and just gazing adoringly up at me, knowing that you'll never get an ounce more of my attention. That's right, you get nothing. Nothing from me. But you love it. Because deep down inside, you and I both know there's a part of you that gets off to this, isn't there? Oh my God. There's a part of you that loves being objectified and degraded like this. And perhaps every so often, I'll make you stand in the corner of my office, frozen like a statue, standing there, where I can watch your muscles ache and shake as you perspire from having to be so still. Ugh, what a delicious sight. And maybe, just maybe, I'll be kind enough to let you stand in the middle of the entranceway of the office building, fully naked, blindfolded, That's right. On a pedestal where everyone can gaze up at you and they can take their dry erase markers from their desks and write all over you. So that when you get home, you have the pleasure of reading what everybody thinks about you. And I bet, I bet that turns you on, doesn't it? You sick fuck. I bet that makes you so turned on that you're getting so degraded by people. Wow. See, when you came to this interview, you must have had some inkling that you would enjoy this. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here right now. And yet here you are, stripped bare in front of me. Get on your knees. Get on your knees and show me how fucking pathetic you are. That's right. And how does it feel? How does it feel to be so humiliated? And this is just the interview. You see, if you get the job, this will not just be today. This will be your life. A lifetime of subservience to me, to this corporation, as you become our bitch. A little bitch to do whatever we ask. Now, I have a contract here written up, and your final task to show me just how dedicated you are to Subject Corps is you're going to sign your life away to us. That's right, your life. You see, once you start working here, there's no escape. You will be ours forever, our little secretary. So, the paper's here. The pen is in your hand. Maybe I should read out some of the clauses first. Well, it starts with I, pathetic, little, worthless secretary, agree to the following terms. Oh, of course we're not going to put your name in this. As if. See, after today, you don't have a name anymore. I don't think you deserve one. I don't think little pathetic bitches like you deserve having a name of their own. I hereby state that I will give up all of my rights as a human being to Subject Corps and agree to the following terms. I will be present, prompt, and attentive in all desires that Miss Subject and Subject Corps require of me. I will be prompt, present, and on time at all times and completely compliant to all tasks that have been presented to me. I will obey without question. I will obey without thought. I will be subjected to whatever demeaning tasks that are set for me, and I will enjoy every minute of it. In fact, I will be so turned on by the whole ordeal that it will be a pleasure to serve Subject Corps. I hereby sign my life over to Subject Corps, my mind, my will, and my body. Signed, and there's room for your old name. Of course, a name that we don't need to discuss because you won't need it after today. So, will you sign? Do you dare? Isn't this a dream come true? I don't see why you hesitate. The pen is right there in your hand. Now stop fucking trembling and sign the damn contract. Now, don't make me wait.